It's good to be together with you again today. Here on God Is, we're wrestling with what the Bible means by the word salvation and faith, as found initially within Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, although I have taken us on short walks, as it were, to other portions of Scripture. Romans 1 and verse 16 gives us a very clear and succinct statement that salvation comes through faith. Let me read verse 16 of Romans chapter 1 for us as we begin. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And the word faith is built into the word believes. We believe in God for salvation by faith alone. Let me also remind you of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works. There is the word faith, and this passage says that we've been saved by God's grace alone through our faith alone. At least, that is what God teaches us through His Word, the Bible. But there are other popular ideas for how God saves a person from sin, and all of the other ideas have as their core conviction this: we are actually saved from our sin by what we do for God. God in heaven looks down at our good works, and He decides that if our good works outweigh our bad works, then we are worthy of His acceptance, and one day we will be worthy of entrance into heaven as opposed to facing banishment in hell. Now that is not what the Bible teaches, but the Bible is not so popular anymore. As people push the Word of God aside and no longer read it, then people are left to all sorts of traditions, religions, philosophies, ideas, and popular psychology to determine how one is saved from one's sin. And I realize it is even a big assumption to think that most people even care about sin and eternal life. But today I'm talking to you, and you do care, or you want to care. Perhaps you think you should care. Welcome. Together, we have already established that according to the Bible, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. There's no other way to be saved. Notice that Christ alone is the way to salvation. There's no other way by which a person can be saved from sin. And one of the most significant reasons why Christ alone is sufficient for salvation is because of His death on the cross to take away our sins. And you might say, I know this. Okay, good. But did you know that Christ's death on the cross was a once-and-for-all time sacrifice for your sins? It's a singular event. Christ is not re-crucified every time we sin and ask for forgiveness. When you and I put our faith alone, only our faith, in Jesus Christ, God instantaneously forgives all of our sin, past sin, present sin, and future sin. God declares us righteous. God declares us right with Him, living in right relationship with Him from the point of our salvation forward. The moment our faith is genuinely given to Jesus, then once and for all, God declares us not guilty before Him. In that moment, God's wrath, God's justified anger for sin that we have talked about recently on this broadcast, is fully and forever appeased or satisfied. Let me put it to you this way. Before someone puts his or her faith in Christ alone, God feels wrath, anger towards that person. But once that person puts their faith alone in Christ alone, God no longer feels wrath or anger to that person. Ever again for the rest of that person's life. God is no longer angry with the person who has faith in Christ. Why? Because the person is now trusting in Christ to save them from their sins. So as a Christian person with genuine saving faith sins, and we do, then we confess that sin to Christ, and He forgives us every one of our sins. He forgives the sins we consider small and somewhat insignificant, and He forgives the sins we consider big and very significant, sins that we thought maybe could even condemn us in the end. You see, A person with genuine saving faith is depending not on their own works for salvation, but is totally and completely depending on Christ's work on the cross for salvation. Since Christ's work on the cross is a one-time, singular event, we do not gain any favor or merit by behaving like every time we sin, but make up for it with a good deed that we somehow keep God satisfied or appeased. No. The reason that God's wrath, anger for sin, is appeased and fully satisfied is because of what Christ has done for us. And his work has been applied to us as we put our faith alone in him alone. So at the very moment of our salvation, God no longer feels anger towards us. He has forgiven us all of our sin. And, as always, I want to prove this to you from the Bible. To do this, we will remain in the New Testament book of Romans, and come with me, if you would, over to Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. I want to read to you Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. This is God speaking to us through his word. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. I'll end the reading of verse 2 there. If you do not have your Bible open right now, I encourage you to read this text on your own later. Romans 5, verses 1 through the first part of verse 2. To make this easier to understand, I want to break this passage down into three parts. The first part I want to talk about is right at the beginning. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The key word here is justified, which I will explain in a moment, but notice that we are justified by faith, and therefore, we have peace with God. This word justified is incredibly important. Circle it, if you would, in your Bible. In order to explain what it means to be justified, I'm going to make up a person, and I'll use the name Mike. And Mike is representative of all people who have genuine saving faith in Christ. Let me tell you about this guy, Mike. Mike was at war with God. Sinning boldly, Mike was in an all-out rebellion against God. His life was messy, ripe with sin and its consequences. But God encountered Mike with God's amazing grace. Mike just came to understand that God loved him. And so Mike put his faith alone, not faith plus his good works, just his faith alone in Jesus Christ. At the very moment Mike did that, God made a legal declaration from heaven. God declared Mike justified, once and for all, for the rest of Mike's life. God's justification of Mike means that Mike has God's approval. God accepts Mike, and Mike is going to live the rest of his life here on earth under God's approval. And then one day when Mike dies, he will live forever in heaven with God's continuing approval. Mike has peace with God because Mike is justified by God, because Mike put his faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. That's what it means to be justified. And peace with God is not here an internal sense of calm. It's not, oh, Mike just feels so peaceful today. No, this peace is even better. It's an external and objective reality for Mike. The truth about Mike is that God approves of him. Whereas before Mike puts his faith alone in Christ alone, Mike was at war with God. And now, having been justified by God, Mike is at peace with God. Let me read Romans 5 and verse 1 again. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord, Jesus Christ. And now let me continue into verse 2 of Romans chapter 5 by starting with the very end of verse 1. Our Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. Part 2 of our discussion now focuses on the phrase, our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction. Stated plainly, this means that once we are justified by faith, then we have access to God through Jesus Christ. We have obtained our introduction. Getting back to our friend Mike, how has he been introduced to God? Jesus Christ has made the introduction. It is through Mike's faith alone in Christ alone that Mike now knows God and lives at peace with God. And then part three is also in Romans 5, verse 2. Into this grace in which we stand. I really want you to get this. Notice the words grace and stand. Mike has a permanent, secure, and ongoing position of enjoying God's grace. He does not slip in and out of God's grace based on what Mike does. Even Mike's future sins do not take him out of God's grace. Mike stands in God's grace. Mike is in a permanent state of God's grace. This is permanent justification. He is standing there secure under the justification of God. And notice it is not through Mike's works, through rituals that Mike performs, or through sacraments that Mike participates in, but rather through Christ alone that he has peace with God. And once Mike enters that state of grace, Mike remains there. And so since God makes Mike secure, Mike remains at peace. He is not worried that he will lose God's grace. His salvation is very secure. But if you are listening to me now, and you are Roman Catholic, or you have been influenced by Catholic Church teaching, then you know that this is not what you have been taught, particularly concerning your attendance at the Mass or Eucharist. And so tomorrow, I want to continue my conversation with Catholics and all of you regarding salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. This is how we are saved and how we are kept saved. I'll pick up here tomorrow by contrasting the grace-based salvation of Romans 5 with the works-based salvation of Roman Catholicism. So join me tomorrow if you would, for God is.